5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Football Friday. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Talked about them earlier. Hopefully you were at Funky Buddha Wednesday. Stanley Cup was there. I mean, that was a party. And then you're going to have Panthers hockey beginning next week. Tuesday, we'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena. If you're coming out to opening night, you have the Funky Buddha tap room there. And then throughout the season, you watch the games at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Great spot to watch Panthers games. And speaking of games, you watch college football all day tomorrow, Funky Buddha. Pro football all day Sunday, Funky Buddha. They do it right. It's a friendly, delicious place. Lot of open. Food. I like how open it is. I like places that have like high ceilings and very open. I love the tap room there.
And then halftime, you got the ping pong tables, you got the video games, you got cornhole, you got it's a vibe. I love Funky Boots.
It is a vibe. It is definitely a vibe. Today, we learned earlier from Jimmy is National Vodka Day. He's been hammering screwdrivers all show long and will continue to up until midnight. Today is also National Cinnamon Bun Day and National College Radio Day. I imagine, I know Crowder, you probably didn't have time for college radio while you were in college.
I never thought I'd be in radio when I was 18, 19, 20 years old.
Solana, though, I imagine you spent a lot of time at the college radio station.
Yes, sir. FIU Student Media, Radiate FM, Panther Sports Talk Live, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 4 years.
And now look at you. You have been named, if you were listening earlier, Solana has been named the television analyst for FIU Panthers men's soccer on ESPN3.
Pause up.
So your time at Radiate paid off.
It did, man.
And another point, something else you just said, the whole cinnamon bun thing, I'm like Cinnabon and all, I'm not a fan.
Well, I can't bring myself to eat one because I think one cinnamon bun's probably like 3,000 calories. By the way, we have to wish happy birthday to Riley, who is Ryan's daughter at Funky Buddha. She's got terrible food takes, and I hate to say that about someone who's someone's child, but I've had conversations with her about food, and she's just – but it's the problem is Riley is Ryan's daughter, and so, you know – the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He's got terrible food takes. She also has terrible food takes. But we're hoping as she gets older that she branches out on her own and, you know, sees the light. Square cut za, preferable style of za. You know, I could go on and on.
Does she get NIL? Because I found out that once a kid starts getting paid, you can get on them.
Does she get that Funky Buddha NIL? Is that what you're saying?
If you get a paycheck, now they criticize kids. I wasn't comfortable. Even when we started this show, I was never comfortable criticizing college players. But now they say, hey, if you're getting a check, and her dad's Ryan, so I'm sure she's not struggling to eat on Wednesday night.
Sure.
If her allowance is over $100 a week, you can criticize her.
Does anyone get an allowance over $100 a week? I'm talking about kids. Jimmy, what's your allowance?
I'm allowed to live.
That's what my dad used to say to me. You know what your allowance is? I allow you to stay here.
Man, y'all scared of y'all daddies, man. You got to put your foot down sooner or later. We've had this conversation. Now one of y'all stood up to your dads in life.
Stood up to your dad. What am I fighting with my dad for? He's my dad. Just to
let him know I'm a grown man. You a grown man. We're grown men now. Tighten up.
Yeah, and they kind of figure that out as you become a grown man.
Yeah. Then he allows you to stay in the house.
Well, I didn't need to stay at his house when I was a grown man. You needed to stay at daddy's house when you were a grown man?
I didn't, but there's other people like Solana, Eduardo. Solana stays at his dad's house 4 days a week now.
Yeah, but Solana runs Eduardo. You think Eduardo runs Solana?
Man, Eduardo will beat the hell out of Solana. He'll spank Solana right now.
That I don't doubt. He put you over his knee, right?
Talking about I live at my parents' house four times a week. The hell are you talking about?
You're always there.
Your dad told us when any hurricane comes, you go to his house.
Well, I mean, they've got the impact windows and doors from BNT. I mean, come on, brother. I'll pass by. I'll pass by. You know, every couple days, do a little shopping in my parents' kitchen.
You know what? I would say, like, it's funny because the dynamic of, like, parent-kid dynamic, mine was shot once I made it to the league. Because, like, I never needed my parents anymore because, like, it was a weird, like, once I hear people, they're like, yeah, every Sunday I go to my parents' house to eat. And I'm like, for what? Like, go grab something to eat. I think I'm jaded by this.
It's not because the food is free. It's because you want to spend time with your family.
But I think there is a dynamic of, oh, I still need help. And when I turned 21, I never needed help anymore. I never needed any support.
I don't think that's why people like to spend time with their parents. I think people like to spend time with their parents because they like their families.
I think people need the support and help of their parents longer than I ever did.
Well, that I would agree with. I would say a lot of people, especially in today's economy, it's a gig economy. You don't all of a sudden have a job out of college that you're going to have for the rest of your life that is going to give you a pension. So yeah, I would say that. I would definitely say that. Yeah, if you're trying to make your way, you know, out of college or out of high school, yeah, you rely on your parents or your loved one, someone.
Yeah, somebody supports you. Like, yeah. It was just, hey, I was getting money before the NFL.
Allegedly.
There we go. That's the word I need.
I mean, I think enough time has passed.
But it was a weird dynamic when it's like, hey, you know, you need some food money? I'm fine. I'm good. I'm okay. Don't worry about it.
But you also took out a $3 million credit line expecting to go in the first round, one in the third round, and wanted to give it back. Maybe you should have spent more Sundays with your parents.
It's a great point. Maybe you would have had some, you know, some financial refinement.
Listen, if I would have listened to my parents about what the money I was about to get, yes, I'd have an extra $1 million in the bank right now. But some dumb said, hey, Crowder, we'll give you $1 million. I said, come on with it, bro.
That sounded better. It sounded better than financial restraint.
Yeah, hey, get a Camry. For what? I can get a Hummer. I'm good, thanks.
Well, happy birthday, Riley. All right, let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So Dolphins will play Sunday in New England. Tyler Huntley will start. Skylar Thompson will be the backup. Tim Boyle released by the Miami Dolphins. He is no longer a part of the roster. This clears some roster spots so that whether it's the Dolphins' new addition or Odell Beckham Jr., they'll be on the 53-man roster come Sunday. Raheem Mostert is going to play Sunday. Tron Armstead, Kendall Fuller, they've been cleared from concussion protocol. They will play Sunday as well. This will be a much healthier version, minus two, obviously, of the Miami Dolphins than we saw on Monday Night Football.
That I agree with. That's why I'm excited about Sunday's game. They're like as healthy as this team gets. I use Teron Armstead as my barometer of whether they're healthy or not week to week. When he's in, everything just feels a little better when he's going to be out there. I'm not even kidding.
You just said as healthy as this team can get. That's not a great phrase for it.
I know. They've got it. They've got an issue. They really do. They have an issue. And it's I don't know where it stems from. I'm sure Stephen Ross would love the answer. I don't know if it's signing players who have a propensity for injury. I don't know if it's bad luck. I don't know if it's a combination of both. I don't know if it's older players. I guess it's a combination of everything.
Yeah.
I could tell you where it stems from, and it rhymes with Gris Creer, but I mean, whatever. Also, Hawk, when you say genuine question, not trolling, you say you're excited for Sunday. Like, you, genuinely, you are bubbling
yes,
with excitement.
I did not think they were going to beat Tennessee. I didn't bet that way. I did not think they were going to beat Seattle. You know, I had a big bet on Seattle. I think Sunday is going to be a little bit of a Mike McDaniel comeback game, if you will. There's been a 2-week conversation about him locally and nationally, and I feel like Sunday Mike McDaniel is going to kind of show you, yeah, wait a second. Like Roy Jones Jr. said, y'all must have forgot.
Mm-hmm. And it would be even more impressive with him doing it without Tua.
Mm-hmm.
For him to come back and figure out a way with Huntley to really put, and 70's not going on the board, 50's not going on the board.
I was thinking 70. I started talking about it, I was thinking
if he can get in the high 20s, low 30s with this offense of what we've seen, them averaging 12, which is a baseball score, that would be impressive. That would swing me back the way that Mike – that would swing me back, Solana, because you took his guru label. If he scores 30 this game, I might start believing in him more that he is an offensive guru.
Well, I'll fill you guys in on a little secret. The Dolphins aren't scoring 30 points on Sunday, brother. I mean, what are we doing here, man?
But what if they do?
I'm looking at the lines right now because it's Dolphins plus one. I'm betting Dolphins minus 5.5 at plus 180.
They're going to win by 6 or
better? That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, I think Sunday, I think everything is going to click on Sunday.
If everything clicks, they win by 6?
Well, it's the highest spread that I can get here.
Oh, okay. I just...
Because no, I would bet them minus 14 if it was, you know, plus 750. But it ends because they're 1 point underdogs. Yeah. I'm betting it all the way up to Dolphins minus 5.5 at plus 180.
I don't like that bet, Hawk.
Well, you didn't like your parents.
I love my parents.
But I don't think you did.
I do, but I just can't.
No, I loved my parents. I don't think you did.
I love my parents, but I just didn't need them. When I turned 21, I was a millionaire. I was good.
Well, that doesn't sound like love to me.
You know when your parents tell you every day how hard they work to feed you?
Mm.
Yeah, now I can feed myself, mother.
Here's the rest of your schedule. Don't forget the Canes broadcast will be live right here starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Late night game, Hurricanes.
You think Dolphins are going to lose?
I think it's going to be a end of the game, 4 minutes left, we don't know what happens game.
Solana, you think they're going to lose?
Yeah, I hope they don't. But if they're scoring 30 points, there's a special teams touchdown and a defensive touchdown.
Who cares?
No, right.
That's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, I hope they can pull it together. But I'm sorry, after 2 weeks of watching this anemic offense, I'm not buying into it. We literally did the same thing. 10 days rest. Oh, okay, let's see how Skyler looks.
But Teron Armstead wasn't out there. Like, they were – Mostert wasn't out there. These are big additions.
I'm with you, but now you've lost Jalen Phillips. You don't have Jordan Poyer. Like, you've made some big additions. You've also lost some massive guys as well. I'm not telling
you – if you're going to have those guys out, you'd like to have them out against a New England offense rather than a high-powered offense.
But, Hawk, to Solana's point, I'm with Solana on this one. Jacksonville game, Teron Armstead was playing. Raheem was playing. And we were losing the entire game.
You were through for over 300 yards. I mean, a couple of bounces here and there.
No, I'm with you. I hope that what you're saying is correct. And I would love to say, yes, damn, Hawk was right. But the proof's in the pudding, as an old saying. Bro, they're scoring 12 points a game in the NFL. The LA Dodgers are about to score 12 points in their first game in the playoffs.
I might bet team total. As high as it can go for the Dolphins. I am in on Sunday.
Send it to me. I'll take it. No, get off your phone. Send it to me. I give you plus 200. Send it to me.
Dolphins team total over 17.5 is even money. Over 18.5 is plus 105. Over 19.5 is plus 115. They're going to score 20 points. I'm taking that at plus 115.
I'll give you 27 at plus 200.
You will?
Yep.
Give me plus 300.
I'm the book.
Man, I want to say something. But I won't. In deference to Rosh Hashanah, I will not make the joke I was going to make. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Hurricanes at Cal tomorrow night. The Panthers play their final preseason game tomorrow at 7 versus the LA Kings in Quebec City. Inter Miami tomorrow at Toronto. That's a 4 p.m. start time, second to last regular season game. And you can listen to it on 96.5 FM HD2. Don't forget Game Day Uncensored, 9 a.m. bright and early, right here on Sunday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It has turned into a nice afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bobody, I like it.
Hawk and Crowder.
I mean, what a Football Friday show we had. I think the most important topics we covered were New Jersey Devils beating the Buffalo Sabres to start out the NHL season, and the Heat. I'm hoping we see a lot more mid-range jumpers this year because I'm a big fan of middies, and I think everyone else is as well. Sure, we got a little Canes talk in there, a little Dolphins talk in there, but we covered the important stuff.
Mid-range.
I'm riding the Dolphins on Sunday, man. I talked myself into it today. I really did. I don't know if I felt this confident coming into the show, but the more what I consider to be better news, the more the better news came in that Mostert's going to play and Teron Armstead's going to play and Odell Beckham's going to play and Tim Boyle was cut. The more the better news came in, the more excited I got about Sunday. So I'm all in. I'm riding the Dolphins. I'm going to bet the Dolphins minus points. I'm going to buy it up so the Dolphins are giving points. I'm going to bet the Dolphins team total over. I'm riding the Dolphins.
I can't do it, Hawk. I hope you're right. I pray you're right, but I've seen 12 points a game now for a month. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm expecting most of what I said to be wrong. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. If you're looking for a place to watch the games this weekend, Funky Buddha, tap room in Oakland Park. You will not go wrong with that. Before we get out of here tonight, we talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I talk about them every day. I'm a believer. I go to the Boca location on Tuesday, get a tee shot. I honestly feel a difference. I wish I'd been doing this sooner. My suggestion to you, if you're getting older and you're feeling sluggish, not like you used to feel when you were younger, it might be low testosterone. And how would a guy know that he might be low T? In your early to mid-30s, guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. And it happens gradually, but then before you know it, you don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or your 30s when you're in your 40s or 50s like I am. So start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep will improve. Your sex drive will be back. Just go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. Takes a couple of minutes. And then schedule a consultation. Learn more. Imagine your life. More energy, better workouts, no brain fog. Your sex drive is back. You don't have to take an afternoon nap anymore. Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've been serving South Florida since 2020, and they've successfully treated thousands of men. They do have 6 locations in South Florida to serve. Call them, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. Krantz's Corner is coming up next, and then tomorrow, don't forget, you can get Inter Miami soccer on 96.5 FM HD2. You will get the Miami Hurricanes pregame beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow and kickoff not till 10:30 p.m. And Game Day Uncensored on Sunday. Brendan Tobin and Solana, Adam Beasley and Omar Kelly. and get you ready for Miami and New England. That starts at 9 a.m. on this radio station. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes, go Dolphins, go Inter Miami. We will speak with you el lunes.
You like the MIDI committee.